Rattle, how's that feel, mate?
Yeah, no, it's pretty unreal. Still sinking in a little bit, but I wasn't really expecting it. Thought it might have been up there, but I wasn't thinking I was going to win. But, yeah, I'm very, very happy and, still sinking in now.
Yeah, a lot of players, when they come to a new club, it takes them a little while to find their feet, but it didn't seem like that with you at all. Why do you think that was?
Oh, maybe just being home and, you know, being happy, got all my family and friends around me and just enjoying life and, you know, just being happy would probably make me play some good footy and, like I said, just being around my family and that. So, I found it pretty easy fitting in with the group of boys and they made it easy for me as well. And, I was playing some all right footy and I was pretty consistent, I thought, and you know, I want to keep improving on that.
It was only 12 months ago you moved over here. Would you have believed it if you were told you'd be the best and fairest straight away?
No, I wouldn't have thought that. Like you said, I probably thought I would have had to, you know, take my time to fit in and, you know, start gelling with the boys. But, you know, having pretty quick, like I said, you know, it's a good bunch of boys. They're pretty young and made me fit in pretty easy. And, you know, they're a good bunch of boys.
Currently, I think 24, mate. You've had a lot of success so far in your footy career, more than most blokes get in their whole footy career.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky. You know, I'm not going to take that for granted. And, you know, I want to keep trying to improve my footy and keep trying to achieve more things in my career. And as a team, I want to, you know, succeed.
What was playing with your brother like this year? As you mentioned, that was sort of a big part of why you came home.
Yeah, no, it was awesome, you know, playing along Stephen. He got a little bit injured throughout the season, so, you know, hopefully next year we can, you know, start gelling a little bit more with each other and, you know, playing some more footy with each other. And, I'm looking forward to that. But, yeah, it's been an awesome experience and, you know, hopefully we've got a long time to play alongside each other.
You'd obviously be aware he's been very consistent in this medal, had lots of high finishes.
Yeah, I know.
Never won one, and if you've got him.
He's finished third a couple of times, I think a couple of seconds maybe. So, yeah, he's been trying, but I've got one before him, so I reckon he'd be a little bit flat about that, but something me and him can have a little banter with. But, you know, Stephen's been a terrific player for this footy club, and you know, he's been very consistent, and he could have won one of these easily.
You still got one in him, you think? You still got time?
Hey, Stephen? I feel like he's still got some of his best footy ahead of him, and he's still only pretty young. He's only 27, and that's when blokes normally hit their prime, so I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what Stephen can do and us two together.
Had a chat to him yet? Have you had a chance to see him?
No, I gave him a little hug before and he said congratulations and stuff before I went up, but not much of a chat, so I will chat to him after this.
Yeah. Mate, where do you think this group's at? What do you think you achieve next year?
Yeah, we're still pretty young, a young side. As you know, we had a lot of debuts this year and young boys coming through, but you know, we've got to get back for pre-season, you know, have a solid pre-season. We just want to, you know, keep trying to improve and don't know how we're going to go next year. We're just going to, you know, go out there and, you know, play the best we can, and hopefully we can just keep improving and play as best we can.
There's a couple of trade targets. I think Brandon Matera and Nathan Wilson have been spoken about. Do you know those guys at all? Have you spoken?
Oh yeah, obviously I know. I played against them, but that's not my job. I don't deal with that. That's Brad Lloyd's job, so that's what he'll do. So I don't know too much behind that sort of thing.
Like to see him at the club though next year?
Oh, it'll be, you know, I don't care who ever comes to the club. If the club thinks that's the right fit, then, you know, they're the right fit, and you know, anyone can fit around this bunch of boys.
Just you mentioned the importance of Ross this season. What, obviously having come from playing under a good coach as well, what are the different things that you've sort of learnt about footy, I suppose, you know, with the new coach this?
Yeah,
this
no, Ross is pretty similar to Clarko. You know, good with the players, and you know, you can confront him and, you know, talk to him about whatever. But, you know, I feel like Ross is, you know, being good with the young players and, you know, trying to help develop him. Like I said, he's just easy. He's pretty easy to get along with, and you know, he knows his footy, and he always wants to try to improve the players and the playing group. And you know, he's aiming for the highest thing he can, and you know, that's what we want to do, and we're right behind him.
How did you feel this year? I mean, obviously you had so much success at Hawthorn, then struggled a little bit in the second half of the year as a team to win games.
They struggled a little bit too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did a little bit. That's true.
So, obviously a younger team. You know, but something that I'm looking forward to, the challenge. And, you know, obviously at Hawthorn I went into a team where there was a lot of, you know, senior players and, you know, big names. And now we're here to build our own brand and our own team, and it's exciting times. So looking forward to it.